This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday. You need to do lots of stuff on Thursday. Thursdays. Where would Friday be if we didn't have Thursday?
Yeah, sounds right? Like a wasted day.
Yeah. September the 28th. Thursday is the home of the last super moon of 2023. Actually, is Friday morning. So we get all that straightened out, I think. Have a happy. I sound like Adam Sandler, right? Have a happy Hanukkah. A little while before we get to that. We have a lot in common, all of us. We're here on this little ball called the Earth, the third rock from the sun. Goes around and around and around and around. And where it stops, nobody knows. Thank heavens for that. We all have our angels that are looking out for us. I wonder what the angels think of the new dress code in the Senate. Angels on high, working that over. Our thoughts become things. Your thoughts become things. No limit to what you can think because you have no limit. Just imagine. We had a Powerball drawing last night, right? Wasn't there another Powerball or Mega Millions?
There was
or something?
One. I do not believe there was a winner, was
no winner.
There?
No,
I don't think so. But the who was it that won the 1. Whatever billion jackpot recently, or a month ago, has finally claimed their prize.
Right. And do we know who it is? If it's smart, the answer is no.
Well, it depends on what state. Some states you are not allowed to stay anonymous.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'd figure out a way to do it. I'd figure, you know, give somebody a couple of mil and you go collect the money from me. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to put you in a small hole.
Whew.
How about that for being tough?
You have the mafia ties? What's up?
So, I don't know. I've got ties to people in the House and the Senate. Maybe that's all I need, right? Don't need to go to that. I just go to Menendez. He'll fix everything. He's the biggest crook. We know there are a lot of crooks there, but looks like he's number one on the hit parade at the moment. Working. Wonder how he voted on the Senate, the attire bill, right? Standards for what you're supposed to wear. I'm sure that was something on his mind this week. At any rate, let's talk about the government shutdown, or not. Let's talk about the Republican debate, or not. Let's talk about the auto workers' strike, or not. I don't know. All of those things seem to have been well covered, and I think I've made myself clear. Jay, do you want to tell people what you think about the looming government shutdown? 3 days are left. What's the story?
Well, it just seems like it's like everyone's shutting down. Everyone's striking. It's the hot thing to do right now.
Yeah. There are 20 members of the lunatic fringe on the right in the Republican Party who are making a mess. You should know who they are if you're concerned about your business or your life being affected by a government shutdown. These are the people who are in favor of impeaching President Biden, spending a lot of their time, if they're not screwing up the budgetary discussions. And listen, don't expect from me that I'm going to tell you that the budget is wonderful and we're doing a good job with spending, because we aren't. I'm with them when it comes to federal spending, but I'm not willing to shut down the government. I'd like to think that they were better negotiators than using some form of blunt force trauma to fix the problem. And so anyway, hard to tell because there's too much of this stuff. Same thing on the left. These lefties are ridiculous.
And sometimes when there's an option, like an option of a shutdown, it's more easily used. What if there just wasn't even an option of a shutdown? They would be forced to figure it out and negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go into, okay, let's spend a minute talking about this and what we ought to know about it, because the conflict basically goes into the discussion of having a $31 trillion debt. And the discussion about the increase, Congress passed it, right? Last, was it June? I think it was in June. And this is not something, we're pretty unique when it comes to this sort of thing, that is a debt limit. Most countries, they will vote taxes to pay for whatever it is that they're voting on, and if they don't have the taxes, they don't do it. What a concept. Don't have the money? You can't. We don't have that concept here in this country. We just keep borrowing. That's the American way. Borrow! Credit cards! Yay! Until it isn't. And so now we have the wedding bell, or maybe the wrecking bell blues, because this stuff is coming around, and when you realize that 49 cents of your every dollar you pay in your taxes, I think it's 49 cents goes to pay down the debt. Or no, scratch that. Pay the interest on the debt.
Mm-hmm.
And do you live your life that way? You have more debt than you can afford? Some people do. And so what happens?
The mere act of going to college.
Yeah.
It puts people in a significant amount of
debt. Starting a hole, that's it. All right, so what's next here in terms of the Republicans and the Democrats and the situation? The partisan polarization is right front and center. Thank you very much for nothing, as that's what this is about. Nothing except power, control. These people don't give a good hoot about you and whoever they're representing. They just want to be right. I want to be first. I'm the boss. So, I don't know. I look at some of these college professors. I'm thinking back in my mind to a couple of my college professors, because we didn't have anything like this. When I was in college in the 60s, there's no none of this stuff. There was no debt. You paid the bills, and that was the end of it. It didn't start till George Bush was president and borrowed the $3 trillion to go into Iraq, which was, of course, a big can of spaghetti. And then we've gone from there. Imagine, from 2003 to 2023, 20 years, we have gone from zero debt to $3 trillion to $5 trillion to $9 trillion to $18 trillion, to $21 trillion when Obama was president. Let's see, now it's 31 pushing 32. It's ridiculous. We can't do that. So why can they do it? That's the age-old question, which doesn't seem... I'm like talking in a barrel here. So, speaking of talking in a barrel, those exciting seven candidates for the presidency... all they did was talk over one another to the point where the moderator, or one of the moderators, anyway, I forget who it was, said, "Hey, guys, you keep talking over each other. Nobody can hear what you're saying."
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you have the...
And how do people not realize that?
Because they're not listening, even to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the best comment of the night was Chris Christie calling Donald Trump Donald Duck.
Well, I recorded it. I'm looking forward to going back and watching it. I wasn't able to watch it last night, but I'm a firm believer of when it comes to a lot of these things, you cannot rely on news media or catching up on clips of that are on the Internet of like, well, here's what you missed. Here's the rundown. Here's
all right,
the
so here's
version.
What you missed. Here's something you missed. Vivek Ramaswamy, who was probably more, he had a better time at last month's debate than he did last night. Nikki Haley said that every time she hears him, she feels a little bit dumber.
Referring she's not a Vivek fan, I guess?
She doesn't know. He's smart, and she's basically saying
she was
didn't know
props.
That.
Well, no, that's right. Something that a lot of people say of, like, what I just now witnessed has made me dumber. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was so dumb. I am now dumber by incapacity.
Yeah. But speaking of being dumb, let's just get down to brass tacks here. When you, Tim Scott claimed that Nikki Haley spent a lot of money on curtains when she was the governor. Huh? So what? Or when she was at the UN. What does that got to do with anything?
That's super weird.
Yeah. Trump was in Michigan. Biden was there on Tuesday. Trump's there on Wednesday. Met him on a Sunday, and my heart stood still. They both did the do run run.
That's a good one.
Looking at the UAW. Yeah, right. Trump says, why would you cast your vote for Biden after Biden said, why would you cast your vote for Trump? An out-of-touch billionaire. Yeah. Let's go. Well, the union president said the same thing, because the unions usually are in the bag for Democrats. And so Trump went to talk to non-unionized workers, and he cleverly kept talking as the Republican debate started at 9 o'clock Eastern. He was still at it. I'm sure he didn't. He had no idea.
Right. He's a mastermind. He really is.
Of course he is. He's a
man. He knows what he's doing.
Kept going for 16 minutes. Yeah. Anyway, so the union UAW president said, I'm not meeting with you. And so they didn't. And it didn't seem to make any difference. Anyway, so I think we've said enough about Menendez, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are trying, in case you didn't recognize what was going on, folks, the Democrats want Menendez to resign. So one after another, after another, after another. Dick Durbin from Illinois was the latest one yesterday to call for Menendez to resign. He's a disgrace. Well, it goes a little further than that, because the governor of the state from which you come, to which you serve, for whom you serve, is the guy who replaces, appoints somebody. So if somebody resigns, like Menendez, then the governor gets to appoint a new senator. No election until the next regular election, but for the next couple of years, whoever he wants to put in, including himself. I'm the most qualified. I love that. The old Dick Cheney thing, he was... George Bush said, go find me a vice president. Cheney comes back to him and says, you know what? I've looked at everybody, and I'm the most qualified. So in this circumstance, maybe that would be the case. Anyway, so Durbin and all the rest of these phonies say, get lost, because they want the Democratic governor of New Jersey to make sure that they appoint another Democrat to replace him so they don't lose their majority in the Senate. Okay, got it? Everybody got it? Jay, you got it? It's all set?
Get it, got it, good.
Got it. Okay. And speaking of good, it's 18 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin with the latest word on how you can be successful in your weight loss quest.
And, you know, as part of my job, I get to deal with all of the testimonials, so I get to see every testimonial that comes in. Really, the one thing I just want to stress is you don't even know how good you can feel. You really don't. It's like that old saying, you know, you didn't know you couldn't see till you put the glasses on. You're like, wow, this is how I'm supposed to be able to see. You just don't even know how good you can feel. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You like not just looks, you know, but just in health. All of your numbers start looking better across the board too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
All right. So the way of getting this, go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ah, here we go. Lola. She was a showgirl. Yellow feathers in her hair. I'm trying to imagine you, Jay, with yellow feathers in your hair.
No?
No?
Yeah, yellow's not really my color.
No. All right, how about red feathers in your hair?
I could get down with some red. Some black feathers, blue. Some gray feathers.
Yeah. Barry Manifold in our focus here. One of the great crooners of all time in my mind. I love Barry Manilow music. I just do. There's just something about it that pushes my buttons, emotional buttons. So this past weekend, he was present, got the key to Las Vegas. I wonder if any of our friends who won the two free nights in Vegas were there to see this happen. He performed his 637th show at the Westgate Casino. And in doing so, he beat Elvis Presley's record for the most concerts in Las Vegas, set by his residency in the late 60s to the mid-70s. He had 636 dates, and Barry Manifold is up to 637.
Wow.
So let's celebrate that in a moment with a little bit more focus on Mr. Pincus, which is his real name.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Can't smile without you. This is the one that's the most emotional for me anyway, and I don't even know why. Every time I hear it, I have a tear in my eye. And there's something about the lyric line. It's one of those things. How do you know what pushes your button? Some people know what pushes the button, some people don't. But there's something about this song that really says it to me. Anyway, I don't want to get lost down that rat hole because I'd listen to this, the whole thing, and forget about doing the rest of the
program. So easily, yes. And that's the amazing thing about music, the way it just takes you. And everybody can, even though the songwriter may have one story in mind with the lyrics, everybody listening takes their own thing based on whatever it is they're dealing with or have dealt with or some significant memory tied to the song. It's incredible.
Well, the balladeering is great. Barry Manilow, his real name is Barry Pincus, started out as a composer with Barbara Streisand. They were great friends, still are. He used to play the piano for her in all of her concerts. He basically set the tone for her music for 12, 13 years. But his earliest claim to fame, wait for it, he wrote the McDonald's commercials. The McDonald's jingle was what he wrote. Well, that was his first thing, right?
Really?
And then he just kept going and going. He's a little guy. And people have said to me for years, you must be gay because he's so gay. Well, he is gay, but his music is, what has that got to do with anything? It doesn't have anything to do with it. It just shows you where some people's heads are. At any rate, breaks the record that Elvis set for the most shows in Las Vegas. So go see him and enjoy him. Call right now and get your two nights free at 800-419-3684 in Vegas.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arizona has a Republican governor for a few hours. Last night, the Arizona treasurer announced that she is serving as acting governor until mid-morning today, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs. In a press release on X, Arizona Treasurer Republican Kimberly Yee announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is pleased to step in the role. Yee did not disclose the reason for Hobbs' brief departure. Baltimore police are reporting a convicted felon suspected of killing tech executive Pava LaPere in Baltimore this week has been arrested. Jason Dean Billingsley was wanted on first-degree murder and other charges in connection with the death of LaPere. The 26-year-old CEO of Baltimore-based startup Ecomap Technologies. More information would be announced in a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare. Making it a sweet Thursday.
Yeah. It's a sweet Thursday. The Dougster is here with my friend Jay Kirshner, James Collins in the control room of our studio in Dallas, here to reflect on the day. I was just thinking about how thankful I am for the people who are listening to the program every day. I realize that you can't spend all the time listening to me. You have things to do, places to go, people to see, jobs to attend to, get all of that. But it's kind of nice to know that there are some people who have a routine who, for example, mothers who are bringing their children to school, right? They're on their way to school, they drop the children off, and then they go to work. And on the way, they may have 10, 12, 14 minutes, although that certainly isn't enough time to spend with me. It's better than nothing. Right, Jay?
It is.
Have these people.
It's a nice, good listen. Take on what's happening in the news.
Right.
And
so, in a reflective mood, sometimes because we talk about so many different things during the course of the morning, some folks miss some of the main points of what we are discussing. For example, the COVID discussion that we had this morning as to how the vaccines have influenced or affected women's cycles. And if you had a shot and you noticed that there was something that didn't feel right after that, there's a reason for that. Because there wasn't, there was something that wasn't right, or there wasn't all right with the world. And so that's just one of the many things when it comes to the, I don't want to call it a COVID hoax, but because COVID itself is real.
It was just blown out of proportion. And the reality is, COVID, the disease itself, it affects people differently. And some people should have 100% been wearing masks. It is beneficial for them. Other people, if you're around
someone. But you should be able to decide on your own whether you want the mask. That's what I mean.
So, like, some people should have been wearing the masks, of course, by choice. And if you are going to wear a mask, it should be done properly. There is absolutely no point in wearing it only over your mouth and your nose is exposed, or people who would wear it on their chin and everything. And if somebody does want to wear a mask and you don't, well, everybody mind your own business. The person wearing the mask and the person not wearing the mask. And then as far as the vaccine itself, it should have been less about you need to get it, you're going to die if you don't get it, and more about, hey, here's more information so you can make an educated choice between you and your doctor.
Yeah. Well, it's also interesting to note on another level how difficult, you know, these people at Pfizer and Moderna, I don't know if Johnson & Johnson's advertising, but I don't know, Pfizer is big time and so is Moderna to a point. Go get your shots because there's lots of money in it for them. Mm-hmm. They figure out how to make all of these vaccines once they get the formula. It's really cheap to make them. That's a big profit center. So you see all these ads all over the place. But what a bunch of phonies. Because the people who need this, the young people who don't have good, strong immune systems, the old people who don't have good, really strong immune systems. Mm-hmm. Folks that are in a nursing home, for example. The infections among people that age have increased as the weather changes. But where are the vaccines? The nursing home operators would like to have vaccines for their inhabitants, but gee whiz, the distribution of the new COVID vaccine somehow isn't going well. They're advertising it, so they send it to CVS and Walgreens so they can sell it. But the people who are in the old folks' homes, the nursing homes and stuff, is it politically incorrect to call them an old folks' home? Probably is, right?
I don't know. Well, because the nursing homes, it's not just elderly anymore. It's people who need around-the-clock assistance.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the nursing homes are sitting there waiting, not sitting there, but they are waiting for the vaccines to be delivered. Rather an interesting management thing, or is it really? We have all these people, Center for Disease Control says, yeah, you can have this new vaccine, it's fabulous. They approved it, so let's go.
But have they addressed a lot of the issues that some people were dealing with? Not just the side effects of the long-term things, but how sick? Did you feel sick after you got the vaccines?
No, actually. The second shot, I had a little, I was on a tractor and I felt a little dizzy for a little bit, but that was it.
It's so odd how the virus itself affects people differently. Even, I've had it twice and they were completely two different times, but even the vaccine, like the first time I had the vaccine, I was excessively tired, a slight headache. The second time, I slept pretty much all day. It was like being on a roller coaster, having the spins. I was so nauseous. It was awful. And then when I got the booster, I had never been so sick in my life until the second time I had COVID. That definitely was way worse. But that first booster, the third shot I got, was so unbelievably awful that I vowed right then and there, I'm not doing any more of these vaccines.
Yeah. I don't feel like I need them. I did it the first time around to sort of go along with my family's wishes, but meh. Anyway, the interesting thing is that when you get to the bottom line, it's Ken, I think both the two doctors associated with the program, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell have both said it's here to stay. Like a lot of other things, colds, flu, it's just another flu. So as far as the COVID-19 experience is concerned, I want it in the rearview mirror. That's where it is for me. Way back there, over there, back there, done, finished. And let's focus on how to be healthy as much as we can. I thought it was also distressing to learn that there was an apartment here in Boston. The Boston papers have this, the Globe and the Herald today, about a Boston apartment building that was basically for the elderly and disabled. These folks have been stranded in the apartment for 2 weeks because the elevator didn't. They had one elevator in the building, and it broke down.
And it broke.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they can't get in. They can't. Where are the stairs? I guess that would be my
question. Well, they can't use the stairs, though.
Because they're invalid.
Disabled. Yeah.
Disabled. Right. Slide down the banister. There's a. Okay. Sorry. Don't get excited about it. Calm down. Anyway, so the Berkeley Apartments Complex. The Housing Authority said repairs to the elevator could take some time. So, okay, that may be the case. So what are you doing about taking care of the people who are up there? And why did it take so long? It took the city of Boston to get on the butt of the guy who owned the apartment building to get him to fix it. Who thinks that? What kind of a subhuman rents apartments to people who are invalids and then strands them there? It's kind of like, remember that old commercial? I've fallen and I can't get out.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So these people are up there, I'm trapped and I can't get out.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, a lot of people who fall when they live by themselves, and it's not the fall that kills them, it's the being stranded with nobody checking on you, not having your phone nearby. But why is it not a regular practice of, instead of having stairs, having ramps?
Good question. Isn't that required by the disabled laws, whatever they, I know.
I think a ramp to get inside the building and on the bottom floor, but if this is a multi-level apartment complex where a lot of people are elderly and disabled residents, you would have to assume not everybody can fit on just the first floor units, but I would think that, yeah, you would have to have a ramp instead of actual stairs.
Yeah. You'd have thought it. 74-year-old Florida man and a dog were bitten by an otter, tested positive for rabies. This guy, Joseph Scaglione, was out feeding the ducks outside of his house. Lives on a lake. Here we go again with the lakes in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Surprised it wasn't. How come the alligators haven't eaten the otters? That's what I want to know. And how did the otter get to be rabid? That'd be something else I'd like to know. I didn't think there were that many otters down there.
I just want to know what happened to the dog.
Yeah, that's not clear by looking at this. The man was bitten 41 times by the otter. But what happened to the dog? And nobody seems to know what the answer to that question is. A lot of crazy animals around that are going crazy. And part of it is they're, as we've said, they're getting removed from their habitat.
Yes, yeah. Or if somebody stumbled upon where their babies are and they are just being protective parents. And then other times you have this where it's rabid. But correct me if I'm wrong. It's my understanding that if an animal, if your pet gets bit by something, if it has rabies, what is the protocol? Because a lot of times you don't know if that animal has rabies or not. No, I mean your pet.
You test them?
Because do you test your pet? Because isn't it like you can't give the rabies medicine unless you know the pet has rabies because it could have an adverse effect or something? Isn't it like you have to know whether or not the animal who bit you had rabies for your pets? What is that?
I'm at a loss. Let's ask you. You know who would know?
Warren.
Warren is with us next week, yeah. As long as you're in Florida. The Surfside, remember that Surfside apartment building that collapsed?
Yeah.
Was that last year or the year before? How long ago was that?
I want to say 2 years ago. I could be wrong.
Yeah, right. Yep. So now there is, they tore the building down, and there's a plan for a condo project that would replace these towers that are there. And so the families of the victims are upset. There's a big hole in the ground. Kind of reminds me of what happened after September 11th, that big hole down that part of New York. So the town leaders there trying to decide on what to do. There's a proposal for a big condo that would replace these two buildings. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to see, isn't it better to have something there that's well built? Some people don't want anything to be built there.
Well, because wasn't it just not only the fact that there were so many violation codes of her safety and it wasn't well built, but the ground upon which it stands, even if it's well built, if that ground is going to crumble or sinking, yeah.
You got to go all the way down to the coral ledge in order to get the stuff. And that's what was wrong with that other building. It didn't go down far enough. All the buildings that are built on any seacoast, the requirement is they build, they pile down. You see these big cranes, and the reason they're there is because they're piling down steel structures and concrete down to the coral reef, to the stone, so they'll be on firm terra firma, if you will, on firm ground. You got to do that, otherwise you're going to have, you know, you're going to have what you have. I thought it was interesting what I took away from this. When I looked at the story, the mayor is the most vocal here. His name is Shlomo. S-H-L-O-M-O. Shlomo Danziger. How'd you like Shlomo for mayor? That's a slogan, right? Somebody has, his opponents had to have taken the L out and said, you know, Shlomo.
Shlomo. In school back in the younger days, where even sometimes it wasn't a bully, it was just your friend who would just like pick on you or whatever.
Yeah.
Wonder what some of the nicknames were.
Shlomo. All right, Mayor Shlomo. They're trying to figure all this out. How would you, I don't know. The real reason they were opposed to it is because they just don't think anything ought to be there out of respect for the 98 people who died. Yeah. I don't know if I buy that. Okay, 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing in me.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And I never can. All right, the high point of our morning, at least the high point for some people anyway, is the visitation of one Charles Curry, who's our movie man, Movie Moments, focusing on film, television, and anything in between. So this is Ruhu. What was her name on Star Trek? I don't remember. Sergeant or Captain, what was her name?
Uhura.
Uhura. Right, this is her singing, right?
I don't remember.
Huh?
I do not remember.
Big finish.
That
right,
actually,
come on,
that
yourself, James. Right. All right, come on, let's go. Yep. Chuck,
oh,
are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a deep breath. That was a theme to the old Star Trek show, the original, the great original Star Trek show. But this day in TV history, September 28, 1987, Star Trek: The Next Generation series premieres in syndication. It stars Patrick Stewart, Jonathan Frakes, Marina Sirtis, Brett Spiner, LeVar Burton, Michael Dom, and it became very popular. And that was a big, I guess you could say it was a gamble because nobody knew how fans would react to a different cast in that universe. But the thing with Patrick Stewart is he is a great actor, and that certainly helped leading the way as Captain Picard. I remember going to a movie theater in 94. Not that I was the biggest Star Trek fan of all time, because I wasn't. I did enjoy the movies.
I did, too.
But I did. Yeah. I remember watching Generations, the first theatrical film of the Generations cast, and I enjoyed it. But I do believe, in retrospect, it was a massive missed opportunity, because William Shatner came back as Kirk, Captain Kirk, and he was killed off in that movie. And his death scene, which should have been immensely memorable, was just okay. And they, you know, killing off an iconic character like that, they never brought him back in other Star Trek films. I mean, Leonard Nimoy popped up numerous times as Spock, even in the rebooted franchise with Chris Pine. And I thought it was great in that movie, but I think that was a missed opportunity. And then ultimately it was botched, bringing Kirk back in his death scene. Well, it didn't work right.
Yep, I'm with you. It's the same with killing off Harrison Ford in Star Wars. That was awful.
Yeah, but having said that, listen, I know a lot of people. Here's the thing with J.J. Abrams, that first Star Wars movie. They missed a massive opportunity not to have Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher back together.
Yeah.
In the same scene. I mean, like, I don't know what they were thinking. Having said that, I did like that first Star Wars movie. J.J. Abrams directed a lot. I think Han Solo's death scene was excellent. It brought power to that movie. But, you know, again, in retrospect, probably another missed opportunity.
You are correct, sir. Natalie yes. Portman is talking about working with Julianne Moore on May-December. Said it was absolutely one of the highlights of my life. When is this movie coming out? Do you know?
I do not know. I don't know much about the project. I have to look into that. Mm-hmm. But that seems like...
it's about an actress named Elizabeth Berry, played by Natalie Portman, travels to Georgia to meet and study the life of a woman that she's going to portray in her next movie, who's played by Julianne Moore. It's an interesting concept as much as anything else, I think, yeah?
I got a question. That sounds good. I got a question for you. Now that the writer strike's over, and probably after strike will be over next week, where do you see the industry going in terms of, do you think it'll contract? Do you think they'll go full steam ahead? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's a big need for product now. When you consider that the time they went on strike, there were over 500 things, television shows, movies, that sort of thing, in production, and it went to zero. So where do you think? I mean, look at all that stuff that's just sitting there that the public is going to want to see, and the television is weak at best. I don't even think it's weak. I think it's, like, horrible for the most part.
But I agree with you to a point, but I also think that the studios and the era streaming and the money and the effort that they put into that, I think that five-month period probably had them do a lot of soul-searching, and I think they have to realize that they have to streamline the streaming model. There's too many projects. They wasted a lot of money. They got to get the production costs under somewhat.
They need to get together
in the industry.
Only so many eyes can watch this stuff. That's really,
I
think, the essence. There's only so many eyes around.
And they got to rebuild the theatrical model to where it was pre-COVID.
Go to the theater, have some fun. Chuck Berry here. Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.